You're listening to the All About Symbian podcast, coming to you from Austin, Texas, on the South by Southwest Interactive Conference. Here now, up for the best technological achievement from Broadtexture, it's Andy Ranley and Dave Fischetti. That sounds like an Italian tractor company, Dave.
Slightly Italian, yes.
I think you should be proud of that. Lamborghini were originally a tractor company.
Oh, yeah? Were they up for technical achievement as well?
No, nope, you've got them beat there.
All right, good. Very good.
Andy, tell me what Broadtexture is.
Broadtexture is a platform that enables independent artists, bands, and musicians to create mobile fan clubs. So they can use text messaging regionally to broadcast information about shows and important information to fans about album releases and timely information that fans need to get right on their phones.
Okay, so is this specifically for the American market, or can this work anywhere?
Right now it is for the American market, but we do have plans to roll it out to internationally, EU and everything, but
we do actually serve Canada and Puerto Rico right now, and we've been talking with some folks in Brazil and Europe and other areas. So,
I mean, what cost is? I'm assuming there's a cost to the bands.
Yes. Yeah, it's a nominal fee. It's about we're offering startup plans at $6 a month, but there's a 3-month free trial, so bands can sign up and give it a try. And if they decide they like it, they can start at $6 a month, depending on what type of a package they pick up.
So, what sort of things can they push down the line? Is it just SMS messages? Can you push the multimedia messages? Can you do whack push of pages?
We're going to get into multimedia content, but we found that right now the way that we can be all inclusive to an artist's entire fan base is to stick just with text messaging. There's some convergence issues on technology and devices. Multimedia doesn't work for everybody's phone, but text messaging does work for everyone's phone. So it's a good place to start to be able to serve everyone equally, and we'll grow into some more content over time.
So does that mean that you've got a big text bundle package from the carrier and can pass on the economies of scale? I mean, how much does that basic package allow you to sell?
I'll tell you, we offer the basic package and flat rate pricing just because, in the real long view of it right now, there is not a huge adoption in the space. It's a very new space, and artists are just sort of getting used to how to use text messaging, and it's a little different. They're coming from an email and a web world, and they're sort of evolving it to the importance and the relevance of getting information to fans' phones. So right now, we're comfortable taking on flat rate pricing. And as the industry grows, and 2 years from now, when things are over the brim with usage on a mobile platform, we'll entertain the idea of incremental pricing and going to different pricing levels depending on the size of your fan base or the frequency of your use of mobile.
So you had any success stories yet?
I would say different kinds of success stories. We've had some very big bands come into our system, which have been really exciting for us. Bands like Los Lonely Boys, a Grammy-winning band. Some of the more edgier punk bands like the Chiodos. We have into the thousands of bands who've been signing up to use our service. And it's a wide variety. We also serve the comedian market. We have a guy named John Heffron who was the winner of the TV show that runs the comedy
Last
festival.
Comic Standing.
Last Comic Standing.
Last Comic,
so we've had some, in terms of success, the users, those are some of the key users. But in terms of, actual using the product, Our artists have communicated with us time and time again how just great it is and how easy the whole platform is for them to use it in a very simple way. So just the level of service we've had and the feedback has just been phenomenal.
One of the things that we've seen is a lot of the artists have told us that their fans will get a text message maybe like an hour or two before the show. They had scheduled a message to go out, say, at 6 o'clock and the show was at 8, and they had nothing to do, and they were like, oh, the fan was like, got their text, and they're like, oh, let's go shoot out over there. And the people rolled in and actually said to the band, and these are indie bands, they're accessible after the show, and they talk to them, and they're really happy to hear that people are like, oh, thanks for that text, I never would have thought to come. And that's what we want to get. We really want to get people like moments notice. We want it to be used in that sense where it's like, I have nothing to do tonight, come see this show, we're playing tonight in 2 hours, come out. you know, email is certainly still useful for reminding people
a
few hours.
Venue changes too. Blue Collar, and who's Jess Hudak, the O'Malley guys, they're banned from Philadelphia.
Mr. North,
great band. They've used it to announce like a last-minute special appearance. Somebody's joining their lineup that night. And this just charges fans up. This is the kind of information that can make a fan's mind on where they're going to spend that money that night. You know, go out and spend $8 on a ticket and just really have a good time and just really solidify that relationship with the artist.
So where do the bands go to sign up?
Broadtexter.com. Very easy. People can sign up and have a module up on their sites within 5 minutes.
Okay, Dave, Andy, thank you.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to the All About Symbian podcast, www.allaboutsymbian.com, copyright 2006.